The Phoenix Suns are on a winning streak, if you can call one win a streak. But for a team that's only been victorious in 12 of 62 games, any win seems huge. Now the Suns are holding interviews for their general manager position, which is currently being held by two interims. And there's buzz around the NBA that the league could step in or at least be aggressive about getting the organization to pick an experienced steady hand to run basketball operations. With me via Skype to talk about that is Dave King, who covers the Suns as managing editor of Bright Side of the Sun. Now, Dave, the Suns are interviewing general manager candidates. What will they do and what should they do?
There's a huge difference between what should happen and what will most likely happen. What should happen is they should hire a longtime NBA executive who knows how to build teams, has built playoff teams, knows how to put rosters together, knows all the other GMs in the league, and can negotiate successful trades. What Robert Sarver, the managing partner, has ever done is hire guys who've never done the job before. He's never once hired a general manager who had done general management, had been a general manager before in the NBA. So I think it's almost impossible to expect that the Suns will hire a veteran. But should they hire a veteran? Absolutely, they should hire a veteran like a David Griffin or someone who's run an NBA front office successfully.
Well, Dave, is there the feeling, I mean, I realize there are very few jobs in the NBA and they pay quite well, but is there enough of a cloud over the Suns for all these years and Robert Sarver? Would it be difficult to get someone with that experience who actually has had success?
Absolutely. I think last year, Mike Budenholzer, coach of the Hawks at the time and now coach of the Bucks, he interviewed with the Suns this summer. He was the first. And what ended up happening is he withdrew from consideration because he had made some demands. Our best expectations, our best understanding of those demands were that he would have some level of control over the roster and some level of control over Robert Sarver, not vetoing randomly different things that he wanted to be able to do with the roster. So I can totally see where veteran GMs won't want to step into this relationship with Robert Sarver unless they have some kind of contractual guarantees or at least written in the contract that they have authority over certain things. Robert Sarver can always fire somebody. He's the owner. He has the right. But he shouldn't be vetoing moves that a really good person who has a great track record wants to make.
Woj, who's one of the top NBA reporters and works for ESPN, reported that there's a possibility that there's been some buzz. The league is very concerned about the Suns as this run has been going on of futility. And there was a possibility floated, and maybe I'm adding a little bit here, that maybe the Suns would be encouraged, strongly encouraged, like the 76ers were a few years ago, to actually have a president of basketball operations that maybe the league would help them choose. What do you make of that?
I sure hope so. I mean, the guy that that was handpicked was Jerry Colangelo to run the Sixers for a little while, and he put his own son in as GM, and then they both, one walked away and one was walked away. The Suns need somebody who's going to build a veteran roster around their young guys so that they can start winning games. I don't see the league forcing Jerry Colangelo on Robert Sarver.
Wouldn't that be ironic, though, huh?
They're going to defer to Robert a little bit on that, but I really, really hope that the league does gently, if not forcefully, require Robert Sarver to hire a GM or our president of basketball operations who knows what they're doing. And if the league can assert some of their influence, maybe he'll actually do it.
That is Dave King. He is managing editor of Bright Side of the Sun. Dave, thanks for keeping that brightness on the side of the sun, because for most of us who are fans, it's really hard right now.
Yeah, sometimes it reads as the dark side of the sun, but, you know, we got to go with what we have in reality, right?
All right, Dave, have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks.